And if you're going to place the rapture in the book of Revelation, you got to place it between chapter 4, verse 1 and chapter 4, verse 2. Because the word church is used 25 times in the book of Revelation. It's used 19 times before chapter 4, verse 1. It's used 6 times after chapter 19, verse 11. It's used 0 times between chapter 4, verse 1 and chapter 19, 11. And that's 15 chapters of detailed information about the tribulation period. Now, either God forgot to put us in the tribulation, or He didn't want us in the tribulation. Anyway, we see the rapture depicted with John being taken into the heavenlies. And immediately, that's how we're going to go. Oh, man, isn't that going to be neat? We could be sitting here. Don't worry if you're sitting under one of these fans. You won't even feel it going out. Yep, you're out of here. I'd love to be on an airplane just sitting there and the little stewardess walks by and says, coffee, tea, and I disappear. Then she runs the cockpit. Captain! Captain! Did you know, they tell me, United Airlines has as a chief pilot, a Christian, he will not put two Christians, captain and co-captain, on an airplane. Because of the rapture happens, the plane goes down. They got to save the money. They're in bad financial trouble as it is, you know. But the rapture, and immediately we're in the heavens. Whoo, this is good, man. Isn't the Word of God good? I know I add a little bit just once in a while. That's an understatement if I've ever heard it. Anyway, from chapter 4, verse 2 to 19:10, now 15 chapters of detailed information about the tribulation period. There are going to be 21 judgments. Chapter 6, the first of the seven sealed judgments take place. 6 of the 7. Chapter 8, verse 1 is the seventh sealed judgment. By the way, that's an interesting judgment. Chapter 8, verse 1 says there will be silence in the heavens for the space of a half an hour. There's not going to be many women until the midway point of the tribulation in heaven. Sorry, ladies. I'm sorry. I got to quit that. Anyway, so we see these seven seven sealed judgments. Chapters 8, 9, and 11, the seven trumpet judgments. Chapter 16, the seven vial judgments. Now, I'm not teaching the book of Revelation. I'm giving you an overview. Chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, the rapture of the church. Chapter 4, verse 2 to 19:10, 15 chapters of detailed information about the seven-year tribulation period. Chapter 19:11. Go over to chapter 19 just for a second, and let me show you what happens in chapter 19 and verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name writ that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in white linen, white and clean, and they come back, and a sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and he goes to the battlefield in the Jezreel Valley. The battle of Armageddon takes place. He wipes out all of those who had joined with the forces of Satan. Again, there's so much more we could talk. I'm just giving you an overview of eschatology as biblically we understand it. And then he takes Antichrist and the false prophet and he casts them in the lake of fire. And then chapter 20, verses 1, 2, and 3, he takes Satan. He sends an angel to bind Satan and by the way, that's the only time Satan is bound, folks. He's not bound today. I get so upset about these people. Well, I just bound Satan. Yeah. Honey, if you just bound him, he got loose a few minutes ago. Because he's out and around, running like a roaring lion, saying he can devour. Satan is only bound at the end of the tribulation period, at the end of the battle of Armageddon. And he's bound for 1,000 years in a bottomless pit. Bottomless pit, where is it? I think it's out in space someplace. I think it's one of those black holes. Don, he loves astronomy over there. Did you hear about those two black holes about to collide? I was reading about that the other day. Two black holes are going to collide, and we're in trouble because it's going to just put off all kind of heat. It's going to happen in 1,000,000 years, so be ready in case it happens. But anyway, I think one of these black holes that sucks everything into it is where Satan is going to be. Bottomless pit, it can't be on Earth. If you go all the way to the bottom, you're out the other side, so there's no bottomless pit on Earth. So it's probably in one of these black holes, but he's going to be bound there for 1,000 years. And during that time, At that time, the millennial kingdom will unfold, and Jesus Christ, Revelation chapter 20, verses 4, 5, and 6, will rule and reign for 1,000 years. There's that kingdom he promised. That kingdom he was preparing and presenting to the Jewish people. That kingdom that is a prospect for the very near future. That's biblical theology. The Quranic version? Jesus is indeed the Messiah. He's coming back. Now, where did I tell you? Instead of being crucified and resurrected, Allah took him to the heaven. This is Quranic theology. Took him to the heavens. He's up there. Allah's going to send him back. He's going to come back as the Messiah. He's going to fight the Antichrist. He's going to defeat the Antichrist. He is going to establish Islam as the religion of the world. You know what he's going to, after he does that, you know what he's going to do? Listen, I'm not trying to be funny. This is what the Quran says. He's going to go forth and kill all the pigs and break all the crosses. That's in their face, isn't it? Kill all the pigs, break all the crosses, and then bring all of humankind to Allah to worship him in a kingdom. You see, the promise of the Messiah, there will be a kingdom. The problems for Muhammad is the kingdom is the true God's, not his. And Satan, in his subtle strategy to set up a dominion over all of humankind, says, I gotta go back to the drawing board, see what I can work out now. And he goes back and he remembers that my forefather, Nimrod, brought all the peoples together. That's what I need to do. Get control. Reverse what happened at Babel when they were scattered. I'll bring them under one umbrella. I have established Islam.